listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, well, as they say in radio, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Anyway, we got a big show tonight. We're going to get this phone call real quick. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi.
Well, hello. Who's this?
This is Karen from the Santa Barbara Sea Glass and Ocean Arts
Karen,
Festival.
Well, I promise you, you're going to get the first call. So tell us about this wonderful event in Santa Barbara that's going on this weekend.
Yep. So we have the festival kicking off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
All right.
And that is for the early bird shoppers.
Okay. Early bird shoppers.
Early birds from 9 to 10.
Okay.
And if they brave that early time, they get the first pick for the all the amazing finds in there.
Okay.
And that's from 9 to 10 for $15.
Okay.
But then the general admission starts at 10 o'clock, and it's only $5.
See, you get a savings there. Now tell us about the event itself, because we've got artists in the room. And we have talent in the room. All different artists.
Okay. So what we have are artists from, it's a juried event, and we have artists that are from all over the country. Basically, they are sea glass artists and ocean artists.
Yeah.
And so it has everything to do with the ocean. And if you happen to love the ocean, this is the place to come.
Well, good. And now the event will be held, so all the people from listening to me on BBS Radio in San Francisco, they'll come down northern. We're on BBS Radio now. We've been on it for a year almost. And then LA Talk Radio. So now where is it located as pertaining to Santa Barbara? What freeway do they
So we are in a very easy to get to location. We're at the Earl Warren Showgrounds, which is right off the 101 freeway. In fact, you can actually see it right from the freeway.
Okay.
It's at 3400 Calle Real in Santa Barbara.
Okay, I like how she says Calle Real. Calle Real. So anyway, now are they? You gonna have food there? People always ask. They gonna have food there?
Yeah, there's some really good tacos actually that will be available, and it's kind of a different kind of a festival because it's more about what's inside versus what's outside. We do have some interesting things happening outside for the early bird shoppers. We have some. Live entertainment, which will be these hula dancers that are like authentic hula dancers.
Hula dancers.
And that'll be pretty fun. And inside, throughout the day, both days, we're going to have speakers that are, some have written books and they're just like experts in sea glass and ocean related topics. So those are lectures that are happening. And, we have a sea glass treasure contest on Sunday where people can bring in their special finds, and they're judged by these two professional judges, and they can win cash prizes if they're chosen.
Oh, wow, cash prizes. How much cash prizes are there? Tell our audience.
I think the first place is $200. All the prizes and all the categories are all listed on our website, which is Santa Barbara Sea Glass and Ocean Arts Festival.com.
Oh, cool.
Are you going to be having wine there?
Wine?
Santa Barbara is full of wine.
I'm just asking.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get into the whole serving alcohol, but there are places that are not too far away.
Yeah, by the way, they have a winery.
That's a no for me. I like to drink and shop.
By the Earl Warren, I think not far, is a winery. Not far away, right? By Earl Warren?
Well, Santa Barbara, I mean, literally, the showgrounds are probably 10 minutes from the Funk Zone, which is filled with all kinds of good wineries and breweries and, you know. you'll find it all very close by.
Yeah, see, I told you they had some good stuff. So anyway, this will be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Both days,
oh,
yep.
Great, great. And it starts at what time?
General admission starts at 10 o'clock,
okay,
and it goes till 5 p.m.
All right, thank you very much, and we wish you success for this wonderful event. And everyone out there, I've been to it. A year ago I went, and it was wonderful. I got to go.
All right.
Last year was really good. So please come. You'll have a good time. You'll see the glass, the ocean. It's a nice day to, you know, be with nature. Right? By nature.
Exactly.
In nature. All right, cool. Anyway, thank you so
much. All right. Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now I got to get another call.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there's another call?
I get called, man. We're in popular show. Welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. Is this Ken Pfeiffer, I presume?
Hey, Cameron. Hi, how you doing? How's it to touch you?
Ken is our expert on UFO sightings.
Wow.
Nice. So we do for politics and everything, but we talk about UFOs. We haven't seen Ken in three weeks. So tell us what's going on, and I'll give you back east, because last time we weren't able to talk about back east. Did you have back east or the west coast?
We had a couple of pretty good New Jersey sightings. As a matter of fact, within the last week or two, we've been getting some dynamite stuff coming in. Of course, it's all posted to my website, worldufophotosandnews.org, so if you get a chance, check it out. Okay. But there's some good stuff here. Now, on April 28th, a couple months ago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, around 10:30 a.m., we had a description of a shiny silver disc that was witnessed high in the sky above Highway I-287 in New Jersey, and the witness stated, on my way home early from my job as a senior research laboratory technician on I-287 south in New Jersey, I caught a glimpse of a shiny metallic object in the sky. The sky was crystal clear blue and not a single cloud in sight. At first, I dismissed it as a plane, but with longer examination, I realized it was a slim, nearly flat silver disc with no vapor trail. It appeared to slowly hover to the south. Then in seconds, it swiftly changed directions and zipped off to the east and completely vanished. And I noticed another drivers had slowed down and were looking and pointing in the same region of the sky where I had witnessed a craft.
Okay.
So that was a pretty dynamite sight, and we got there from New Brunswick and New Jersey. It was very, very detailed. And also another New Jersey sighting we have here, July 15th of the summer, of course, in Newark, New Jersey. Very populated area out there in Newark.
By the way, while you were on the air, I showed the ladies what you have seen. It's called, yours is, the one site you said is World of...
Photo website. I have over 12,000 photos on there right now.
Okay.
It's worldufophotos.org.
Okay, let me put it up on our little screen here so the ladies can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, worldufophotos.org. And my news webcast, I should say my news website, is worldufophotosandnews.org.
Yeah, in fact, if when you go on, there's so many different sites, different things that you had. And by the way, I was going to talk on the one in New Brunswick. I've seen that one, and finally you brought it up, but it's good because that was an interesting UFO sighting.
It's incredible. We've just gotten, I don't know what's going on, but we've gotten some incredible
photos.
Of course, everyone's carrying a camera with them these days, and these cameras, you know, they can have up to 15 megapixels on these phones, and we're getting dynamite photos right now.
Well, have you seen anything new in the last 3 weeks?
I get things new every day, essentially. Not myself. I have six sightings myself, I cover the internet and MUFON's website. They get approximately about 50 cases a day that's reported to MUFON, and some of these cases have some pretty good photos with them. So, and what I've been doing, of course, I've been publishing. I like to publish stories about people seeing UFOs, but if you can get a real photo to go with that story, then that's gold. You know, that's what you want to publish if you can find them.
Well, it tells the folks what's going on. Now, they had one, real quick, and then we'll get back a little in the program. A massive 5,000-year-old, it's called Alconstone out of Scotland. Have you heard about that one? And that one?
Yeah, I've heard about that. There's just so many weird things out there, these days. I did hear about it. I don't have all the facts about it. But I also sent you, I think I sent you something about the a spear that was discovered in 1974 called the Betts spear. And, this thing has stumped scientists, of course, where they plot it and research it and x-ray it and do whatever they can do to it. But they have no idea what this thing is. It's incredible. I think I sent you a photo of it, and you can also read the full story. All you have to do is Google BETZ, Betts spear.
Okay.
And there's some great, great stuff comes up. It's really, really interesting thing.
You want to know a secret?
What?
Put it there.
okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
We got another sighting up there, and I wanted to run it by you here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had it up here. Let me see here. Yeah, we had another sighting in New Jersey, which was pretty pretty good. That's the one I was talking about, the one in Newark. Let me bring it up here. It said this was July 15th of 2017 in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, okay. Newark has one of the largest airports in the world, believe it or not. And it says here on Saturday, July 15th, at approximately 6:10 p.m., I was standing outside a drugstore finishing a cigarette before entering the store, and I looked up at the sky over the park across the street and noticed an airplane, likely a 747, flying southeast and away from me.
Uh-huh.
The object, egg or spherical shaped, perhaps 1/8 the size of the airplane, was seemingly flying alongside the plane's left.
Uh-huh.
The object appeared to be dull white or light gray in color. The airplane drifted to the right, separating from the object, while the egg-shaped maintained a straight path. I didn't pay attention to the source of the airplane since I was fixed on the object. My first thought was a balloon, because it was still bright enough at the time of the day to make out the shape clearly, and I believe that perhaps it might have been an illusion of mine. But this was until I focused more clearly and noticed it moved in a straight path and about the same speed as the airplane. I also didn't have the wobbleness of a balloon in midair. So as it continued to move further away, it split into two objects, which is telling me it's not a balloon, and it appeared to be equal in size and shape. So this was a we get a lot of reports of these things shadowing airplanes. As a matter of fact, I saw one. I may have told you about it down in Cape May Courthouse. There's a zoo down here in southern New Jersey, down near Cape May, I saw a cigar-shaped object, near the rear horizontal stabilizer on a commercial plane was coming on over. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty excited to see that. I tried to take pictures, but by the time I got my wife got the camera out of her bag and I figured out how to work the darn thing, it was gone by then. But yeah, we get a lot. I have a couple of people right now that's taking photos from me. I tell them, if you want to see something strange, go to one of your larger airports and try to see where the planes come in. And sometimes you'd be surprised. Take a lot of pictures, and you might be surprised to see something shadowing our large planes that's coming in the lane.
Well, it's funny. I get these emails every day. I got over 2,000.
Wow.
That's because I'm a reporter, so I get a lot of them from people tell me what the news is. And one other thing I was going to mention, Ken, anything, there was a UFO sighting over the hurricane in Texas. A friend of mine was for UPI. I'm going to try to get it for you. And they saw one overhead in Houston. So my buddy shot it.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we've gotten a few reports. I think what it all boils down to is people are looking into the sky. We've got a hurricane or tornado, and of course they're going to look into the sky. When you look into the sky, you see these crazy things. Not every time you look, but if you're not looking into the sky, you'll never see a UFO, basically. So
it happens.
So I'm sure we're going to get a lot more photos, and we also got, of course, a ton of photos for the eclipse. But a lot of them photos were, lens flare from the camera. But I have posted a few on my website. There's five or six of them that I could not explain. That was, you know, people like yourself just captured some kind of a weird object flying in the sky during the eclipse, and it's incredible how many people are starting to be aware of this phenomenon.
Well, anyway, we appreciate you coming on. And then next week, you'll share with us. I have some California stuff we could go over next week.
Just send me an email. Let me know what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
I could talk for hours about this stuff.
No problem. Anyway, thank you very much. That was Ken Pfeiffer calling from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And he's a member of MUFON, which I'm a member of MUFON. And we appreciate you very much. In fact, Ken, when I was in Vegas, I was talking about you, and everyone said that your work is phenomenal. When I was in Vegas, so they see.
I hope so. I think I made a lot of enemies through MUFON, it's just good to know that there are some people out there that, not just myself, but all the ufologists and people who have websites. It's a lot of work, believe it or not. And of course, we don't get paid for it, so it's just a passion that we have. And I want to thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be on your LA radio here.
Yeah, we're gonna be on next year, 9 years.
Wow,
that's incredible.
9 years.
That's great. Well, hey, you're doing something right, pal.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've been getting a lot of people tuning in from all over the country, and it's just been amazing.
Good luck to you. You guys deserve it, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Ken, for coming on. And well, next week, please come on. We'll go over the stuff in California.
Wow.
I'll be on around the same time probably next week if all goes well. So, hey, thanks again, pal.
My pleasure. No problem. Anyway, that was Ken Pfeiffer. He's a researcher, and he does stuff about UFO. It's amazing stuff. I didn't get to meet him, but next year when I go to Philadelphia, I'll get to meet him when I have the UFO show. Now, right. We've got so many people today. Let me introduce, from mic to mic, right? Actress Amber Martinez.
Oh,
hey! Amber's been my cousin.
They didn't even know who I was.
I know who you are. Your film, by the way, is on. She did a film with all the famous ladies and herself.
It's
available.
Did.
By the way, you can buy the video. Tell them the film.
Well, now you can buy it, so that's not a good sign. And it was only in theaters for like 4 months.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
It should have ran longer. They'd make more money.
Well, they could put it on HBO. Hey. HBO's going to.
Oh, you know what? I saw it in the red box yesterday when I couldn't sleep and I was renting a movie, and then I was like, no. Anyways, guys, check it out. It's called Rough Night. It has myself, Scarlett Johansson, Demi Moore, and Zoe Kravitz in it. Mm-hmm. It also has the guy who played Greg and Darman Greg in it as well.
Ooh. Hello, we're on the air.
Who's this? Someone's interrupting me.
Oh, Natalie, call me on my regular 323-203-0815. Okay? Thank you. I'm usually not supposed to go on because FCC violation. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Where was I? No, I'm just kidding.
Now, we're going to introduce everybody.
So,
everybody around here. And you talk about the movie, right?
Well, I'm trying to, but we just heard you talking to your friend the whole time on the phone.
Oh,
like, it was
God,
in the mic. Yeah. Everyone heard it. Natalie.
Okay, let me get the call real quick. You're on the air, Cameron Sports Live. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Natalie Corey from the Calabasas Film Festival.
All
how are
right,
you?
Natalie.
Hey,
it's coming
Natalie.
On. Come on. So tell us about your film festival. What are you going to have?
We are entering the fourth year of the Calabasas Film Festival. We're so excited about it. It's a studio-focused festival, but we show a variety of films. And this year, we're actually sold out almost every single night. So we are very excited.
Okay.
And we actually have the LA Rams as our main sponsor. So we're very excited about them coming on board.
Go Rams! Go LA Rams.
Yeah, go Rams! And in the midst of all of our variety of films, we always try to show a sports film.
Right.
And this year, we're actually excited to be showing the ESPN film Year of the Scab.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference about this, well, the director will be there at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay, so next week?
Next week, it starts September 13th, and it goes all the way until Sunday the 17th.
Okay, so what we're talking about is, the weekend, it'd be wonderful to see because I have a nephew who loves sports. He'll come. Now, tell us what other films you will have. We have horror films. We have romantic films. What kind of genre will you have?
We have a variety of films. This year, we chose a lot of rom-coms because the state is kind of depressed. So we thought we would lighten up the lineup.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask you, any celebs supposed to come out? You have celebrities
coming? We have a lot of celebrities this year, actually. Okay. We have people from Nina DeVois to Cedric the Entertainer to one of the biggest TV producers, Mark Gordon. He does Criminal Minds. He used to do Desperate Housewives. He's one of the biggest. We have a bunch of head of studio executives attending, it's going to be a great event. You have to check it out on our website, which is www.calabasasfilmfestival.com. We have the whole lineup. Okay. You can still buy tickets. It's just we are packed. Thursday, Friday.
You're going to take care of me. I'll come on Thursday to come to the first day.
I will take care of you. Good. Absolutely. See, I come.
And by the way, Tali, you live right by there, right?
Yes, I live in Woodland Hills. I would love to come.
She could come to the festival.
There you go.
Amber, you could come.
100%. You know what? I will take care of you, Cameron.
Okay, all right. My whole group.
You just have to find me. We'll go see Natalie Corey.
I wish you the best of luck, but I can't come. I'm going to the Fig and Olive for Emmy's gifting suite.
It's our annual, and we're going to be around for a long time because the city of Calabasas, along with the Rams, is our sponsor. We have On the Waterways, Bolero, and everybody is so excited about it. It's just growing leaps and bounds. Each year we're tripling attendance, and we're getting bigger and bigger films, and we're very excited about it.
Wow. How much attendance did you have last year for the first day?
Over about 2,500.
2,500 for the first day?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said the first day. I thought you said last year. Usually the first day is usually around 300 to 500 people, depending on the space that we're showing the film.
That's great.
That's pretty good for for a festival that started 4 years ago. Some festivals right now
I'm so proud of it. Yep.
Yeah, some of them aren't even getting that. You know, because one other thing I was going to ask you, are you going to have, you're going to have the meet and greet on Thursday? Is that going to be on Thursday? The meet and greet?
Yes, we have a meet and greet. And actually sponsored by Obara Coach Car Company and also the LA Rams.
All right. Well, definitely I'd like to come. You know, the opening is kind of good because you meet a lot of celebrities. There's a lot of red carpet events. Amber, you ready for red carpet? Oh, she won't be here.
What? Yeah, I'm going to be at the Emmy's gifting suite at the Fig and Olive.
That'll be exciting.
Well, the Emmys love the Fig and Olives.
We're kind of like the Emmys. We have flag bags, celebrities, we have carpets, we have lights, we have parties that you can't get into because we're just packed. So we're trying to follow.
I'm sorry. The last big event was the Cannes Film Festival.
What you're always going to ask you is, we'll set aside some time. Maybe we'll do some live. We'll do some live interviews. I was going to say, it's on Thursday. You'll have a lot of the celebrities. We can do a lot of live interviews.
That's awesome.
So that we put them on tape.
We have a lot of celebrities really Wednesday. Thursday, we have a few. Friday should be quite nice. Over the weekend, we have a lot of people attending.
Cool. So, anyway, Calabasas Film Festival. Woo! How do we get tickets again?
Go to www.calabasasfilmfestival.com. And I really hope to see all of you there. I'm excited to meet you face to face. And please come out. It's an amazing event. At the best.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, guys. Take care. Thank you so much for the time.
I will come. And then we'll get some tickets for the folks here. Thank you very much. Put it on LA Talk Radio. See, LA Talk Radio, we get exclusives. Exclusive people on.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Anyway, what I wanted to mention is we will come, and then I'm going to put it on my YouTube thing. Let people see all the celebrities. Remember when we had Amber went with me and she interviewed
Richard Dreyfuss.
I made him laugh so hard
on the red carpet.
Yeah, that was funny. She asked him questions
about sharks versus piranha.
Yeah, he liked your question. He liked it. Anyway,
yeah,
thank you so much.
He didn't expect it at first, and then he started laughing.
Oh, she got okay. I bet she must have left us. Okay,
she's
now
gone.
Anyway, let's go around the room and let's talk to the play that's going on, the Macbeth.
Sure.
The comic.
Yeah.
The comedic tragedy of Macbeth.
Yes, yes. So I'm Rebecca Lynn. I'm the artistic director of Dean Productions Theater
you.
Company. I know I was here last year.
Here
welcome
last
back.
Year.
Yay.
Danny Cruz. Danny
yeah, Cruz. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what happened to Danny? Poor
he's
Danny.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he would jump ship, huh?
No, he's working with the feds.
Oh,
so he got a better job.
Oh, yeah.
Danny got a better job, even though he swears he loves us still.
Anyway, so this event will be when?
Yes, we're doing the comedic tragedy of Macbeth. It's October 6th through the 21st, a three-week run. It's going to be at Brand Park in Glendale.
Okay.
And we are using Shakespeare's original text. We're doing it very traditionally in that sense. However, the Bard is very underappreciated for the amount of comedy that he has in all of his plays, especially the tragedies. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do with this, and the reason we're marketing it as the comedic tragedy, is that we're really trying to highlight the natural comedy that he beautifully writes in the script itself, and then juxtapose that against the dire tragedy that's going on in the show as well, and it makes it even more poignant and powerful. So this is a fun production. It's played by six actors playing all the different roles. We've set it in an insane asylum, so that in itself makes it very, very funny. It's family friendly, and tickets are free.
Free event.
And I have to give a shout out, City of Glendale, the Brand Parks in Glendale. Glendale allows us. Gives a generous donation to us to allow us to make it free.
Wow.
So we're very, very grateful for them. They're the ones that make that possible. So it's we love Glendale. We love partnering with them.
I'm going to come in like sweatpants.
Perfect.
And just be myself.
There you go.
Just join it.
And I'm going to enjoy. Yeah, I will. I'll come dressed in white in case you need anyone.
Perfect. We'll stick you somewhere. We always need, crazy people in the background. So
now tell us about the actors. We'll give him a shout out.
Sure. So we've got a smaller cast. We've got Lamont Hendricks as our Macbeth. He's been in a couple of great commercials lately, and he's really fabulous. And then we've got Banquo/McDuff is our schizophrenic character, and he is played by Noah Lawfer.
Okay.
So we're excited to have him on board.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Lady Macbeth is played by Lauren Henning. And then we have our three witches, who are the multiple personality characters, who play everybody else. So they're the really talented ones. Don't tell the other cast members. I said that.
And they also play everybody else.
And they play everyone else.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's actually pretty cool.
So we've got Madeline Goshorn, we've got Marcos Ruiz, and we have Caitlin Studley. So it's a really, really great cast. Really fun cast.
But you have a guy playing a girl? You have a male playing a female?
We have both playing multiple. So, our witches play both male and female characters all
the time. Oh, that's awesome. They're definitely the most talented in the cast.
Yeah.
No offense to everyone else, but they
it's
have
true,
more
it's
to
true.
Do.
It's true.
So people know. It's one of those nice American cities that you go.
Yeah.
They have, by the way, you gotta like Armenian food.
Yes, lots of Armenian food and really good Armenian food in that area. Mm-hmm. And the park is beautiful if you've ever seen it. It's like this beautiful Armenian castle on a hill.
Amazing. Baklava is great.
Anyway, so what about parking? Is there
free parking on site? And it's right there. You can't miss us when you drive into the park.
Free parking.
Free parking.
Wow.
It's a great Halloween activity. So if you want a Halloween activity for the family that's low budget. We're not low budget, but the for you. Low budget for you.
It doesn't get as low budget, it's free.
Low budget for you. This is it. I can mention
Skittles, I'm gonna bring my bankroll.
It's cool because you you have an event like that that's free, family could come.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have... Yep. You're gonna have Glendale. You won't go starving there.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nice. Are you serving alcohol?
We're not serving it, but you're allowed to bring it.
Oh yes!
So it is picnic in the park style. So you can bring it. You can have
that
food,
is
you can have alcohol.
Better than that sea glass thing. I'm just saying.
Well, you can have it. I do.
I'm not an alcoholic by any means, but I like my options. I like my options.
Yes. Fair enough. One more final note. So although it is free, we do ask for donations because we are a nonprofit and we bring in children affected by cancer in the LA area to work alongside our actors.
That's awesome.
And be able to learn to do theater. So come early. That's so the really show good. Starts at 7:30, but we have a pre-show at 7:15 where we showcase the work that we do with our kids.
Wow.
That's
yay!
So these
that's
kids
awesome.
With cancer.
You're getting, a free show, another free show.
Also yep. better than a sunglass thing.
Yeah. And by the way, absolutely. If people want to give a donation and can't come to this event,
please do. Please
what if
do.
They can't?
Okay, if you can't come to the event, we still would love a donation. We want to keep this going for many years to come.
Okay.
So go to our website, deanproductionstheater.com. So that's Dean as D as in dog, D E A N. It's not a bean.
Like it's John Dean.
Yes, there we go.
Dean.
Productions and then theater with an R-E at the end. R-E. So we're all old school, right?
Yeah.
Traditional theater.
English.com, yeah,
right?
English.
Okay. DeanProductionsTheater.com. We have ways to donate on there. If you want to volunteer, we can help get
nice
you involved. We can have you like help usher and work the shows, work with some of the kids. We're always looking for volunteers and things like that
experience.
As well.
It's a good experience. You know what? When I first got into this arena, when you usher, you get to meet people. And what's fun about it is, as you get in your career, people remember you. Did you usher that
That's
play?
True.
It's true. It's actually
what?
True. I did a...
Was that you in the chicken suit for El Pollo Loco?
Yeah,
I knew it was.
Yes.
I knew I saw you every weekend go,
you know
but
funny?
You.
I did one at Northridge Park, they used to have the hula, and they had a play.
Uh-huh.
They used to do the play, and now they don't do it anymore, but they would get so many people watching the play. And that was your, you know...
Great.
In Northridge Park. But anyway, please come out to Glendale.
Please do.
Nice area.
It's beautiful.
Nice people, and you'll have a great time.
You will. It'll be a very fun night. Bring the whole family.
Bring the whole
grandma,
family.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Whatever. The dog.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We do have dogs.
Dogs are welcome.
Hey, be a hero. Donate for children with cancer. Be a hero.
Anyway, thank you very much. And also, we thank our buddy, Phil.
Absolutely, Phil.
Phil has been wonderful.
Give a shout out.
For our show. And he's
a great man.
He's been really getting us a lot of great people. Last week, we had a gal that's shooting a film. She was... Actually, I seen her with her husband doing a small budget film. And now she's a star. Tanya Frederick.
Wow.
She's doing really well.
That's wonderful.
She came in studio, and I wasn't able to see the play because I had to cover the fire last week.
The Burbank.
So I didn't get to see it, but I hear it was phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And by the way, on the same time, Jose is having surgery. Jose Escamilla, who comes on, he's our UFO guy. So what we're going to say is,
our other UFO
best wishes.
Guy.
And he says hello to Amber. He says hello
to
Amber.
I love you, Jose. Best wishes. You're going to be fine, Papa.
Don't worry. Yeah, Jose, by the way.
No more alcohol for you, though. Seriously.
We have a fun program.
No more alcohol for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a juicing program because I love you that much.
See you, Jose.
Keep you alive for a long time.
Call in. But anyway, we're having a program for him. Now, what I want to do is move it a little bit. I have an artist, and she does amazing work with angels. And I've seen it on the internet. Tali Barr.
Woo!
Now introduce your friend.
Yes, we have here Christine.
Hi!
We are having an amazing, inspiring event on Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Okay.
And we'll have some amazing artists and healers. And it's called Art and Heart Market. So we basically would like to inspire people to start creating. Like, one of my goals as a healer and as an artist is to bring people to start taking... creating in their life. So art and life is so similar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys understand
well,
that.
Art is
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely.
When we have artists in here, the room changes. The vibration changes.
Like
you noticed
energy.
When you guys came in, Vibrations change. I'm serious.
I noticed the vibration change when the UFO guy came on.
Yes, right. So I would love to see people get colors and inspire themselves to go home and do something and create. And so I started doing a little something that's called the Art and Heart Market. We'll have live music. We have an amazing player. His name is Christopher Karras. He's going to bring some of his friends. He's
let him out. Tell
amazing,
us who would be.
Amazing, amazing,
tell us who's
amazing
be there.
Pianist. We'll have some amazing candles, all natural candles that you can actually melt it and then use it as a massage. We'll have painters. We'll have the collection with Tipora. Amazing jewelries, Tipora and...
what kind of jewelry are you going to have?
Diamonds.
Well,
I mean,
she can do anything for you. So we'll talk about it later. We'll have
I can get that at Israeli wholesale.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And so we have really amazing people, amazing, amazing colors. My art is going to be there. We'll have another amazing.
Explain your art to people because I tell my listeners about you.
I want to talk about her healing. I want to talk about her healing.
How do you
let's
just said I do healing.
Now tell us about
you
your art.
You just said I'm a healer. I want to hear about the healing.
I believe that art is a vibration of who you are, and as a healer, I know that my art has some healing.
That's true.
How do you say it?
Like, when you see even the work, you get healed.
Mm-hmm.
The painting.
I usually get inspired by any kind of photos or people, or just like sometimes it comes all the way from just with
even your voice is very healing. Yeah. It's so calming, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I totally believe that because when I'm angry, I like to paint, and I paint my anger into my canvas, and then I let it go.
It is.
And then I burn it or I throw it in the dumpster. Yeah. But it's healing.
The best thing to do is actually, I recommend everyone who's listening right now, just take something, throw paint. Don't like it, throw it away. Don't worry about how it looks, because we all worry about how things will turn instead of just doing.
Just creating.
And creating.
Just put it together.
And being creative, because life is about experience.
It's
not
true.
About
absolutely.
Just doing
it's
and
true.
Then saying, oh, it doesn't look good, so I stop doing it.
Yeah.
There's no purple in it.
Exactly.
You know, one of the best mistakes that ever happened to me, I have a painting that, I wish I have a photo, but... You know, it's basically a painting that I hated in the beginning, and then I went and started doing something with it, and it became one of my favorite paintings. Mm-hmm. And I love mistakes. Guys, make mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Well, you know what it is? You were searching.
Well, you have to paint and channel your energy into your painting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
One time I had a horrible experience, and I painted, my feelings into the canvas. And I didn't know what it was going to be, and I just started painting, and I was even thinking about what I was painting, and it ended up being this woman whose, face was, melting.
Wow.
And then I was, I realized, oh, my God, this person is suffocating me, and I can no longer talk to them. And I knew it was healthy after my painting was finished to stop talking to the man I was dating at that time. Because I realized when I was done painting, and I know this sounds crazy to, people listening, but I realized after I was done painting how I felt, and that image came out, and I wasn't even looking at that image. It just came out of my mind under the canvas. I knew I could no longer talk to that person.
It's probably the heart, not the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the heart in the heart painting. Yeah, so I totally agree with what you just said.
Yeah, so anyway, let's go on. Let's go on with the...
Okay, so the event is on Sunday between 3:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a free event. There will be.
Where is it going to be held at?
It's in 5024 Canoga Avenue.
Okay.
It's outside. There was tons of parking outside.
What city is that? Is that
in Woodland Hills?
Woodland Hills, okay.
5024 Canoga Avenue. And I'm going to connect Christine. Basically, what we're doing is we're donating 10% of the profit to domestic violence. I mean, stopping domestic violence. And I want Christine to talk about that.
That's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. And, Christine, you want to explain what are you guys doing? Because I think it's so important. There's so many women and men.
We have people from around the country listening.
Very important.
From San Francisco area.
Please, please
your voice is going to go everywhere.
So basically, I work for When Georgia Smiled, the Robin McGraw Revolution, and Dr. Phil Foundation. And what we do is prevent domestic violence. As you know, there's about 4,000 women every year that are killed at the hands of domestic violence. And so what we're doing as a foundation is that we donate money to different shelters and people that basically have experienced domestic violence. And domestic violence is physical, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's financial. So a lot of people go through it and yet it's not talked about. You know, it's seldom talked about. So I know it's a hard topic, and so we're so grateful.
It is
because there's so much shame that comes with domestic violence, you know, and it happens to women, it happens to men, and the children. That see it. Yeah, the children
you know,
that see it.
It's interesting. Yeah. They had a show, I forgot if it was HBO, mm-hmm. Domestic Violence.
Yeah.
It's something that is not going to go away.
Yeah.
Right away. Until you figure it out through counseling or whatever.
Yeah.
They had on, not Dr. Phil, but they had someone from back east, and she was doing a group. And
yeah.
It was about the group. And people and the women that went to the group, it took them many years to be okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like I say.
You know, actually, you know, did you see the O.J. movie? The O.J.
O.J. Simpson
okay,
movie.
So there's a line in that movie. I don't think a lot of people remember it, but there's a scene, and this really happened, where the defense attorney, like, you know, the prosecutor said, you know, she was reporting over 60 cases of domestic violence before he killed her, obviously.
Yeah.
And the defense attorney, one of the defense attorneys on his side said, oh, but domestic violence didn't come domestic violence until, you know, after all that happened.
And that's not true.
And I just thought that was totally disgusting because he really did say that in real life.
Yeah.
And they put it in the movie script.
And like, it's awful. And it's just,
it's
you know.
It's sick that men think that way.
By the way, we have 35 seconds.
Okay, so, you know, please come to the Art and Heart Market and support the cause. You know, 10% of all profits will go towards When Georgia Smiled to help end domestic violence. So come, I'll be there if you need to talk to somebody, you know, and just enjoy the art. And, you know, if you need to express yourself, and thank you.
WhenGeorgiaSmiled.com. WhenGeorgiaSmiled.com.
You know what we want to tell everyone is that, you know, the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah is coming up next week. And what we're going to do is, I think I'm going to be doing that show on Rosh Hashanah. I always do Rosh Hashanah. That time, believe it or not, on radio, is the most busiest time I ever had. People come in,
pancakes.
Domestic violence, people talk about the holiday.
Yeah.
Loved ones they lost, the father they didn't know.
Yep.
And it gets to be a segment where we do it every year, and every year we learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month,
that's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I was going to tell everyone, please support this wonderful event.
Yes.
Now, people, could they give a donation?
Yes. They can definitely give a donation at whengeorgiasmile.org.
Okay.
You know, feel free to call me. You know, my number is 333-956-3202. You know, come and talk to me. And
what about a website?
Website is whengeorgiasmile.org, and it'll, you know, it'll inspire you. So just please come in and support this event.
And there's a lot of information in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of information about domestic violence. Yeah, red flags that, you know, you can see if you're in an abusive relationship. What are the red flags that you can look for?
Yeah, there's also mental abuse and financial abuse.
There's a lot of
people
that.
Just think it's physical abuse and it's not.
We do have an event next month as well.
Come on down.
Okay, yeah.
Come on down.
It's actually,
hurry.
In honor of
I was going to bring up
about
the hurricane. The hurricane, I got it. Yeah, I'm a news guy.
Yeah, you're a news guy. That's
let
right.
Let me just tell
it's
people.
A lot,
update.
Yeah.
MUFON guy took up all the time.
Well, Hurricane Irma took a landfall in Cuba right now.
A
Category 5 storm.
Oh,
so we're praying for all the people in Cuba, Florida, Georgia,
Cuba, Haiti,
all over.
Yeah.
And we're just
Dominican Republic, Texas, Florida.
Texas and New Orleans.
Yeah. Hurricane, you know what I mean? Harvey and Juan are crazy too, yeah. Not just Irma. But, it is really crazy.
But we want to tell everyone, you know, you listen to us. At least we can get you through the storm.
Yes.
I know a lot of people from Texas listen to our show.
Oh, wow.
And we love you all.
That show, by the way.
We send you a lot of love.
We send you a lot of love. And
we're there
pray
with you in spirit.
Yes. And, maybe you can give her a little of your healing.
Yes.
Thank
you. Speak some healing into that microphone.
Say, you got to end the show. But good night from Los Angeles.
Good night.
Good night. We love you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.